Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and I hope that you're having a great afternoon. Thank you so much for restarting your day here in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show. I am Kim. Surprise, right? And we've got a full studio here today, and I'm so glad that you're joining us. We've got Tom. How's it going, Tom?
Everything's well over here in the afternoon on a Saturday.
There you go. And Sherry, how are you?
I'm great. All right. I had a great week.
All right.
I did.
Okay. And Jennifer, what's going on?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Getting ready for Christmas. And I'm so excited to congratulate Sherry on her award for twittering. Tell us about that.
Oh, that's so
funny.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Did you see that, Kim?
She actually brought it to my attention.
I thought that was very funny. You know, these are surprises, you know? And basically, I'm the fourth highest ranked tweeter in the drug and alcohol
industry. That's right. I guess it's not twittering.
Yeah, it's tweeting.
Tweeting.
But still, it's Twitter. But
yeah, it's kind of amazing because you're up against all the big rehabs and NADAC and all the big organizations.
That's pretty. I mean, you know, that's a huge accomplishment. So.
It is. I mean, they spend a fortune. They do a lot of marketing in that business. So to be up there and
how can we find
organically?
You? What's your handle?
Yeah,
at Sherry Gabe.
There you go. Okay. And in our studio joining us is Huck Flynn, my friend, and Rocking Nom is his book. So how are you?
Kim, I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
Ladies, Tom, Major Tom.
Yeah.
And I have a little holiday special present for you later in the show.
Cool.
Right.
What's going on with you? What's anything new and exciting?
Yeah, I have a lot of new exciting stuff.
All right, we're going to hear all about it. I do want to remind everybody today that, of course, we are always giving away things. And we did something in our AM show, and we had we can't give it away now, but a phrase that we called and we talked about, and you were able, if you were listening then, call in right now with that phrase, and you will win a $25 gift certificate to Lures, and that is Lures Fish House. They're all over. They're Ventura, Camarillo, and Westlake, and one's coming in Santa Barbara now. Really great place, so I would love for you to win that. Again, write down this phone number, 419-0008,
419-0008.
Yes.
Say the secret word, and you win a gift certificate.
There you go. I do want to tell you a little bit about our show today, and we're going to be talking with Oscar nominee, Golden Globe Award winner, and the one and only Sally Kirkland, and she's going to be joining us here as our first guest. Then Huck Flynn will talk about what's going on in Huck's life, and also we will be talking with Marnie McGridigas, and Hop, Skip, and Jump is her book, and we're going to talk about 75 ways to playfully manifest a meaningful life. So with that, I do want to say, what are all our gifts that people can win?
We have passes for the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. How about the Agrolites? This is a reggae band that's sort of a fusion reggae band, and they are going to be playing at the Canyon Dinner Theater. That's going on too. And how about A Tuna Christmas earlier today at 6 a.m.? We were chatting it up with the stars of A Tuna Christmas, put on by the Rubicon Theater, a great theater company right here in Ventura.
Very good. And let's just start off with something right now. How about a pair of tickets to A Tuna Christmas? And that's over at the Rubicon, like Tom was saying, December 3rd through the 21st. The guys were in here, Jamie, and they were hilarious. And I'm looking at this picture of all of them dressed up, and it's going to be a great show. So 419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on, and Sally Kirkland, are you there?
Yeah, I am, Kim. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and all your amazing things that you're doing.
Well, about myself, this is my 54th year in acting, starting with The Sting and The Way We Were and A Star Is Born and all those 70s 70s movies.
Some of my favorite that you just mentioned right there. I love it.
And then the last time that I was up for awards was pretty much 1987 for Anna, which you mentioned. I won the Golden Globe and got Oscar nominated and also the Independent Spirit Award and the LA Film Critics Award. But now I've done a film called Archaeology of a Woman, and I'm in contention for the LA Film Critics Award, the Hollywood Foreign Press Golden Globe, the Academy Award, and the SAG Award.
Wow,
and it's a huge honor that I've gotten, the reviews I've gotten so far. And it opens tomorrow in LA at the Lemley Music Hall in Beverly Hills, and the woman who wrote it and directed it and produced it did it out of a wheelchair. Her name is Sharon Greitach, and she had rheumatoid arthritis all of her life, and so she directed this film, Archaeology of a Woman, out of her wheelchair, and it's about a woman who has Alzheimer's and dementia and is dealing with a haunting incident that happened 30 years before in her past and a rocky mother-daughter relationship. And it's given me the opportunity to do my best work since 1987. So that's, I guess, why I'm on your show, to jump up and down and say, hey, watch out for Archaeology of a Woman. I really am grateful for anyone who listens to me rant and rave about this. But it's just so great when you get a role that you can tear down the scenery, Kim.
Yeah. Now, you're very passionate about this role. And tell us a little bit about why is that? I mean, when you play something that you're really passionate, you kind of live it. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I've been a actor studio method actor all my life since I was a teenager. And so when you're a method actor, you only use your heart and soul and truth. You don't fake anything. So there was lots of extraordinary anger and tears and it's a very moving film, and for anyone who's ever had Alzheimer's or dementia in their family and ended up being the caretaker, my daughter would be that in this movie, and I would be the person going through it. And it at the festivals and the screenings in New York, so many people came up to me and said, thank you, you just nailed my grandfather or my mom.
This
is Sherry.
Hi.
I am so honored to have you on our show today.
Thank you.
I'm wondering, you know, we call our show The Brighter Side, and I'm wondering, what was the brightest moment in your career? And, you know, part of our show is about inspiring other people trying to find purpose, passion in their lives. Maybe they're giving up on their dream, and, you know, I'm not about giving up on dreams, so I'd love to hear what you have to say about that.
Well, so far, up until this moment, Anna, in 1987, winning all those awards was the happiest year for me. I was 87, 88, and I also got something in my church, the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, called the Soul Initiation, and that was after working on my spiritual self since 1973. And so 1988, I got my soul initiation and I got the Oscar nomination and the Golden Globe and the Independent Spirit Award and the LA Film Critics Award and all that. So it didn't get better than that year. But now, all these years later, I'm back again with a role that has given me tremendous excitement to touch into people's hearts and souls. And I'm Reverend Sally Kirkland when I'm not acting, and in that capacity, I was a trained caretaker for very much a part of the 90s and worked with cancer patients, AIDS patients, and dementia patients. So I got to really see from close up the extraordinary struggle and courage of these beautiful people I was a caretaker for.
Wow. So that really enhanced your role in this film, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it was it obviously touched your heart, and now you were able to play it, but from a first place, position.
Yeah, yeah. It's rare that you get roles like this. I hope it leads to other roles like this. You know, I've been acting 54 years, and to say to your younger audience, don't give up, is the one thing I would say. Just don't take no for an answer. Just keep going. I've been able to do this since I was 17, and I've never had to leave the industry. I've always been able to work and work and work. I think 150 movies.
Sally, I have a question for you. You're in for Best Actress for the Oscar race. So right. You're waiting to receive your nomination, or you have received it already?
No, the nominations, they're just now, I'm just now sending out the DVDs to the Academy members.
Okay.
And I can't remember, sometime in January,
That's what I thought. I just want to make sure I had my facts right. But take us through that moment when you'll wake up in the morning to see if your name is read for Best Actress. How does that work? What do you do?
Well, what happened when it happened before, I was shooting in New York a film called High Stakes, and I was up at 5 for makeup and hair, and I was down on the street by, say, 6, and they were announcing it that early, and I knew that, and so I made up some bogus excuse to the director of why I had to go back to the building, to the holding area, and what I did was immediately turn on the television just in time to hear Shirley MacLaine and Robert Wise, the director, announced my name, and I just started screaming and yelling. I totally went out of my body. If you know what the word chakra means, all of my chakras opened up. And I was completely high as a kite. And I came back down with the miniature TV and had the TV in the car that I was, in theory, driving in the film and still listening all during the driving shots for, you know, to hear Meryl Streep, Glenn Close, Holly Hunter and Cher were my other women in that category. And it was such an extraordinary honor to be nominated with that group of ladies, you know?
Wow. Yes, definitely. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Campagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. That's what we're talking about right here. We're talking with Sally Kirkland. We're talking about her new film and its archaeology of a woman. You know, I mean, so many homes and families, and we're at the holidays right now. There's so many people dealing with this, like you said, in their family. What message is the message that this film is really spreading?
Let me think for a second. Message. This film is extremely raw.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, Pete Hammond from Deadline said, Sally Kirkland's remarkable performance touches raw nerves. So it's not an easy performance to see. I really get in there and challenge the whole human experience. But there's a lot of opportunities in the film for light, if you know what I mean, and for you to see that this woman's courage and her integrity to her own wanting to, she doesn't want to be put in an assisted living home. She doesn't want to be told what to do by her daughter. And she has so much courage to just live her life the way she wants, in spite of her
illness,
Alzheimer's,
yeah.
In spite of this crime she had been indirectly involved with 30 years before that's coming to light. And so I think my message would be courage, to have the courage no matter what's going on in your life to just know that there's light at the end of the tunnel and truth, to be truthful no matter what.
Hey, Sally, this is Huck Flynn.
Hi.
Big fan of yours. You have worked so long and on so many projects. You're like the female Michael Caine. You were in everything.
Oh, thank you.
You were
thank
in everything.
You.
I loved you.
Including starring with Michael Caine and Roger Moore in a film called, I've blown it, a British film. I got to act with Michael Caine.
But I loved you in The Sting, Private Benjamin, and you worked with a friend of mine. You did 2 episodes for Falcon Crest with Bob Foxworth.
Yes, I certainly did.
And of course, JFK and, you know, so many great films. I just want to know who directed your film.
This film was directed by Sharon Graytak, who's a woman who has courage to end all courage. Like I said, she did it out of a wheelchair, which she's been in since she was 15, with rheumatoid arthritis. And she wrote it and directed it and produced it along with 2 other gentlemen, Paul Cruz and Troy Cashett. So if that isn't courage, I don't know what is.
Wow.
You know, it humbled me. It totally, you know, every day when I would work with her, I would see what she was dealing with and how strong she was and able to tell me what to do and the crew and all of these people. Fascinating story she is in herself.
Sally, you know, with an aging population and the baby boomers growing at such a rapid pace, do you think we're going to see more film touching on topics that are related to the growing population and giving more work to actresses and actors like yourself that, you know, are in the prime of your life?
Is this the prime, Kim?
The prime plus. How's
whatever
that?
Whatever age we are, that's the prime of our life. We're going to leave it at that.
I don't know. You know, it's funny. I always heard about the golden years, right?
Right.
And yet, God, I think we need to make every day a golden day.
Yeah.
Because you never know what life's going to bring us. And, you know, I see people that, you know, life happens. That's just really what it is. Life happens. And how do we react to it? It's really how we react to life, isn't it?
But I think,
I think this
is such an important film. I mean, just such an important message to inspire those that are in the baby boom population. I mean, how we can be happy and prosperous and abundant and loving and all of that stuff, right?
Yeah. Now, when you say baby boomers, what years were you born in?
Well, okay, fine. I was born in 59, so I'm thinking 45 and below. No, 59 and below to 45 is baby boomer, right?
Oh, okay. So I'm older than that, but I think
I think you're part of it. I think you are.
Well,
I was
60s.
38 to
I was the 60s
60.
Kid, for sure.
Oh, okay, yeah,
so
yeah.
I was an activist in the 60s, and I was the first nude actress ever in American theater.
You were the first what?
Nude actress.
You know, this is Huck again. I think that the first nudity I ever saw on television was on PBS. It was a play called Steam Bath.
Right. I
with
know
Valerie Perrine.
Bill
right,
Bixby.
Right.
And so that's shocking to hear you say that. But I was born in 51, so I'm from the boomer generation also. And growing up in the 60s and 70s was just the best.
Well, the baby boomers, and I'll include myself even though I'm older, I think that we're an anomaly, and that we want freedom for everybody and equality. And like you were saying, the Asian and the third countries being able to be a force in the industry. And I think it's all going to. I think it is happening, and it's going to happen more. And this whole thing going on with the racial strife right now is going on so that we can spiritually get to a place where we can heal that place inside of judgment of any kind.
Yeah, Sally, I have one more question for you, and I love that you've been so authentic with us and really shared your thoughts and feelings, but what would you, since you were in this role of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia, what would you say to the caretakers? What is it that, and the families, because yes, this person is suffering and you have all these people around them that are trying to help. And yet it's really, that's another hard role. So it's you know, how do you make it a win-win?
Yeah, I would just say to be in your loving no matter what, because oftentimes I will, not my character in this movie, but in another short film I did, Posey, there was a scene where I had dementia and I didn't recognize my granddaughter, and she was talking away to me, and I kept saying, "Oh, you remind me of my granddaughter," you know. And it's sort of shocking when someone doesn't recognize you or doesn't know where they are, or has complete confusion going. But I would say to be extremely patient and loving, even though it's so frustrating. And so it's a lesson for all people in the caretaking position to be, you know, really patient. You know, if you never learned patience before, you'll learn it with someone with Alzheimer's.
There you go. Sally Kirkland, where can we watch this movie? Yeah, well, first of all, where can we watch your movie?
Well, we're just in the process of the thing called distribution, so that's too early for me to say of when it'll come out wide. But like I said, it's opening tomorrow night in L.A., and we opened in New York in September, and we'll see what it all goes to in terms of wide distribution. But meanwhile, I have tremendous respect for women in radio. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I have a show every Monday called the Sally Kirkland Show on HealthyLife.net that I've been doing for 10 years.
Okay.
And SallyKirkland.com, you can find me.
Okay, great. I would love to talk with you further. So
well,
thank
you
so much. This has been a pleasure, and thank you for sharing your brighter side with our show.
Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What an inspiration you are.
Yeah, you really are. And I look forward to hearing more about you.
Okay,
honey. So keep going. You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Huck Flynn here. And so tell us, you know, one, if you know that phrase from the morning show, give us a call right now, 419-0008. Also, I'd love to do a giveaway right now, and the giveaway is Brooke White over at Sure Forum Theater on December 11th. We've got tickets for you. It's going to be an annual hometown Christmas concert, and we've got tickets right here, 419-0008, 419-0008. We'll be right back.
When it comes to gift-giving and traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your gift-giving needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone will be nuts about your gift.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And
welcome back.
Oh, yeah, I love that. There you go. You know, we were just taking all pictures in here.
Welcome back.
There you go. There you go. We love welcoming all of our listeners here. But I do want to welcome you to get our newsletter that we always have fun things going on there. And we talk about all the events that are going on all the way through the 805. And I'd love you to be a part of that. So give us a call. Our number here is 419-0008. And just say, I want to be a part of the newsletter. I want to receive it. So anyways, I am excited to have Huck Flynn here with us. And tell us a little bit about what's going on in your life, Huck. How are you? And thank you for joining us here on our show.
Thanks very much, Kim. I am getting ready to go into a busy season. Going to go to Reno and do some gigs, Idaho, Montana, the Bay Area. And I just signed with a corporate agent.
Oh, very cool.
Gigmasters.com, Annie and the whole gang over there. And so I've already gotten two or three. I mean, I've only been with them for a week and already got a couple, two or three corporate offers. So
they know your talent.
Well, I hope they do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I have that effect on a lot of people that they don't know it. But but anyway, it's great to be with you and the girls and Mr. Tom. We talked to Sally Kirkland. What a treat that was.
Wasn't it? Isn't that cool?
And then she said she did the first nude scene in a film. But Tom and I talked about the first nudity we saw on television, which was a PBS thing in the early 70s, a play called Steam Bath, written by Jay Friedman, and where...
Well, what happens is it's like the limbo, but they don't know it.
Right, they die, but they have to go to the steam bath for limbo
but
to
they
see
don't
if they're going to go to...
The key is they don't know because they're in the steam bath, and it's like, they all. Why are we here?
Bill and Bill Bixby was the star, and then Valerie Perrine drops her towel for a couple seconds in the show. And you remember that, don't you, Tom?
Yes.
Now, I did...
Etched on my mind.
I opened... musically, I opened for a production of Steam Bath in Oxnard.
Oh, really?
In 1981, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know, somewhere around there. And Jamie Lee Curtis was in it playing the part of Valerie Perrine.
There you go.
I didn't know if she dropped the towel. I don't think she dropped it in Oxnard, but she was so nice to me.
Aww.
And we were rocking the Hungry Hunter, and I said, hey, you live in the Valley, come out to the Hunter and check out the band. And she said, I will. And so that was kind of cool, opening for Steam Bath in Oxnard.
That's
okay?
Very cool.
Yeah.
Hungry Hunter.
I was a hostess at Hungry Hunter in
you
college.
Were?
Hostess.
Did I hit on you?
Because
I did. I hit on everybody, okay?
Yeah,
she
you
doesn't
did.
Remember.
No,
I was there a lot too.
What's that?
You were there too?
I was there a lot too, and he did hit on everyone.
Hey, the good old days, you know?
Hey. Yeah. So do you have any songs for us?
I have a special gift for you, Kim.
Okay. I love it.
I conjured up this morning when your assistant emailed me and said, can I turn this down, Tom?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Your assistant emailed me and said, you know, I was supposed to come in next week.
Yeah.
Which I will come along. I'll sit in the lobby next week and just go.
I'll go. Sing to us.
You got a minute? Anyway, and as soon as your assistant
said, come on in.
Said,
today.
Hey, we got a fallout. Can you come and fill it for us? I said, sure, I'll be there.
All right. We appreciate that.
So I conjured this up for you, okay?
Yeah.
Hope this comes out right. Saturday, you can hear her. 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. here. It's KVTA on the radio waves, listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Love it, love it.
It's a.m. 1590, tune her in, and you'll be smiling. She's got the great guests, she's simply the best, listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
What a gift. Is that
very
awesome?
Nice.
I know. You rock it. I'm telling you. That's cool. Thank
Later
you.
Later on, if you wanna... We can dress like Madonna. La, 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 la. Walking around in Kim's underwear.
Nice.
Okay, yeah. All right.
All right. right. Well,
anyway,
thank you so much.
That's your little holiday song
love that.
For
love
you.
Love that. You know,
did you tape that?
Yeah, of course.
Big guy?
Everything's
we're
recorded.
Yeah.
Okay,
we're
then
good
you could pull that little snippet out, maybe, and play play it for the Kim Pagano.
I love
interludes.
That. Interludes, there except for the underwear part, right?
No, that's somebody else's song.
Oh, okay. There you
go. So anyway, my book is still out on Amazon and HuckFlynn.com with one N.
Okay.
It's Rockin' Nom. And it's doing well. And we're still trying to find a deal. I'm working every day trying to get this to...
for a movie.
Yeah, for a film.
Yeah.
Trying to get this to producers and even actors, get them involved. Because, you know, the biggest movie of the season, it looks like it's going to be the hiking movie.
Oh, with Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
With Reese. And you know what? It was a great book. And then Reese found it, and Reese adopted it and produced it. So I need to find someone, Justin Timberlake, wink, wink. And I think Justin would be great playing me. And I've been trying to get him a copy of the book so he can read it.
There you go.
Because Justin would be great. He's never done this kind of role.
Okay.
There's pictures in the middle and at the end.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes, lots of pictures.
How did you look like when you were a young man?
Well, they can. Hollywood can make anybody look any way they want.
This is so true. This is so true.
That is me, but that's in the 90s. But
they're looking in his book right now.
Looking at the pictures, so we know what the young Huck look like.
With the circles and arrows and.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Huck, where does everybody get a copy of your book?
At HuckFlynn.com, you can get it as at a discount signed. Or if you want to go on Amazon, you can go on Amazon. It won't be signed, but you can order it from Amazon. HuckFlynn.com, HuckFlyn, one N. And then, we can get it from there.
There you go.
Signed.
And then you've got all these great shows all over the place.
I'm going to Reno. I met a man in Reno. No, I'm going to Reno. I'm going to Idaho Falls. I'm going to Billings, Montana. I'm going to Santa Cruz, California. I'm doing all these shows and some corporates. And hopefully through Gig Masters, even more corporates.
There you go.
And,
let us know. We'll put it on our calendar.
Yeah, and when I come back after New Year's, I'm going to Colorado, too, to visit my brother Billy, Castle Rock, Colorado.
There you go.
My brother Billy. And after I get back way after New Year's, I'll come back in and tell you about the whole thing.
I can't wait. Well, thank you so much for being
here. Thank you, Kimmy.
We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Marnie. And it is Marnie, let's see if we can get this right, Macridakis. Is that right, Marnie? Are you there?
Yeah, Macridakis.
Okay, good. Well, and I'm just going to say it's just a hop, skip, and a jump away from the right name right there, right? But that is that
you
is,
got it.
Yeah,
you
that
got
is
it.
Her name. That is her book that we're going to be talking about, and it's 75 Ways to Playfully Manifest a Meaningful Life. So stay with us because we're going to talk about that. Again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I've got tickets right now to Jason Love and Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night at the Camarillo Regency. That's December 17th. All you have to do is call
all
in.
All we need is love.
419-0008. 419-0008. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
When it comes to gift giving and traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your gift giving needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone will be nuts about your gift.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. We are in the 805 right now. Our next guest is Marnie Makradekas. Is that correct?
Yes,
I got it. All right. Anyways, I'm so excited to talk with you. You know, it just seems like I love when you add a little playfulness to life. And her book is Hop, Skip, and Jump, 75 Ways to Playfully Manifest a Meaningful Life. And welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. Thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here, and I love the brighter side. That sounds really great. That's perfect, and that's what Hop, Skip, Jump is all about. This book is about the intersections between play and productivity, and I've, for the past dozen years or so, I have been coaching creative entrepreneurs and helping people express their creativity through businesses and other endeavors, and I have found that play is the most important ingredient, and it's the thing that we often put aside. So that's what Hop, Skip, Jump is all about.
I love that. And now your book is about blending play and productivity together. What does that mean?
Well, I think we usually tend to think of work and play as opposites, and what I really hope to do is to encourage a blending, so where we bring more play into our work time and then also bring more productivity into our play time. And what I mean by that is to be conscious of ways that we meaningfully play. These days in our society, you know, everything is so fast-paced and results-driven that we're all revved up. And so when we're not revved up, we're usually numbed out. And so our playtime is, you know, on Facebook or in front of mind-numbing TV or in, you know, playing video games. And not that there's anything wrong with those escapism activities, but meaningful play where we really get fulfilled and we have insights and we touch the part of us that is present and spontaneous.
that's just life along the way.
Wow. And so what would be some of those suggestions? What is it that you're exactly, when you're saying playing? You know what's interesting? I mean, I don't know if this is even where you're going, but what it is that, like, I have been actually turning my phone off and watching TV with my husband and really just being concentrating on
being present.
Being present. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, you know, I actually say that play is not an activity, it's a state of mind, and that play is a portal to presence. Mm-hmm. And play means different things for different people. For some people, play might be getting outdoors and kind of tapping into, freedom, you know, moving your body for fun instead of just to burn calories. For some other people, play might be adding toys and fun, whimsical things to the environment to stimulate you. For other people, play might be incorporating games into your life, whether it's in our off time, you know, where the family's playing charades, or whether you're working on a report at work and bringing imagination in, imagining that a superhero is there on your shoulder to help you get through that moment. It's all about tapping into imagination and that state of freedom that comes so naturally to children and even to animals to play instinctively. And we kind of forget as we grow up.
Well, Marnie, I agree with that because I have two small children and I do a lot of volunteering at their school. And I feel like sometimes I could just go and do it and do my jobs, or I could really get into it. Like, they have Cultural Heritage Day, which is my favorite.
Did you dress up?
I didn't dress – well, I kind of dressed up, but not really. But I said – someone said, why are you – what it was, we did France this year, so I did pretend like I had a French accent. And then my friend came in and she pretended she was my domestic
– You were having fun with your children.
I pretended to be – I put my name tag as – I couldn't really think of who to put on there. And it was really more for the other adults.
Jennifer?
I said Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy Onassis.
Okay.
So that's
because
she was French.
Yeah.
But – someone said, why did you go to all this trouble? And I really didn't do anything. But I had to be there, so it might as well be fun. It's kind of how
in
I look about a lot of things.
Yeah. Is that kind of what you're talking about, Marnie?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, there you had a real purpose, right? Your purpose was to be there, for your children.
Exactly, to help in the classroom.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that we can actually elevate motivating ourselves to also be a sound purpose in and of itself. So in other words, if you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed or you're doing a mundane task, you know, whether it's washing the dishes or doing a report at work or anything, why not bring on a French accent and a made-up personality, even if nobody else knows? You know, even if you're just kind of talking to yourself in the funny French accent.
Right.
Just will make you laugh, but it serves a purpose because it kind of mixes up your cells a little bit. You know, a little giggling, a little laughter goes a long way when it comes into tapping into our energy.
So, and Marnie, this is Sherry. Question, you know, there's so many people today with the downsizing of industries and corporations doing the solo entrepreneurial kind of world, and that's what I am. I'm definitely a solo entrepreneur. So how would I want to bring play when it's really just me, often?
Yeah.
Me and my computer.
I think it's even more important in that case. So in Hop, Skip, Jump, I talk about how there are really three types of personalities in terms of how we approach action and momentum. And this is especially true for solopreneurs. And Hop is that dreaming, planning, envisioning stage, and Skip is the experimenting and exploring phase, and then Jump is the conscious action, completion, and commitment phase. And so when it's just you and your computer, recognizing where your strengths are, as well as where you can develop them, it's all about having more fun. It's all about really embracing what brings you joy. So that could be taking a moment out and just drawing in a coloring book. Or as silly as, you know, wearing a different color pair of socks, or imagining that you're in a game show and if you're going to win $1 million if you complete this task in 15 minutes. It's about just playing some games with yourself and letting yourself be a little lighthearted.
I love it. And what is Jump?
Jump is the phase where you are consciously moving into action, commitment, and completion.
Oh,
and we all have areas in which we are most you know, in our, it's like our native gesture. It's where we're most comfortable. And it starts by being really, like really realizing that the area where we are naturally most comfortable, that's where our momentum is. And so that's why the book starts with a quiz to help you identify if you're a hopper or a skipper or a jumper. Mm. And then from there, branch out to blend more of the energies of the other styles as well.
So what if, go ahead. What if somebody, you know, comes from a history of trauma? I'm a therapist and I work with a lot of people dealing with things like addiction and trauma and so forth. And they never really learned how to play. You know, they never had that opportunity. So how does somebody bring their play on?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's interesting when people ask, well, what does play mean to me? You know, one of the ways to do that is to look back to childhood and what we love to do as a child, because that can give us some really great hints and clues of how we'll find some playful joy as adults. But as you very astutely point out, sometimes that's not possible. Or when looking back to childhood, you know, sometimes that can be painful or difficult. So I think another way is to actually go the opposite direction of time and to kind of project ourselves into that ideal retirement phase. You know?
Oh, I love that. That is a great idea.
Wow. Yeah, if there were no responsibilities for family or work, or if you really could do anything you wanted.
Oh, my God, you got us dreaming now.
Yeah, or what it would look like if you had all the money in the world and you didn't have to work, even if you're not looking at retirement per se, but just
if you can have pieces of it. Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, really, you're talking about the law of attraction.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, that's going to be different for everybody. I mean, for somebody, that might be, you know, decorating the house of your dreams, right? And for somebody else, it might mean going and climbing a mountain. Well, that may not be possible for everybody right now. And in fact, the exercises in hop, skip, jump, they're all meant to be things that can be done in 5 or 10 minutes or less.
Ooh,
so the idea.
Like that.
Well, yeah, so the first person, you know, she can't redecorate her house, but boy, she could take 5 or 10 minutes to add some color to her desk or, you know, do something that cheers up her environment.
Mm.
And the person whose retirement dream is to go climb a mountain, in 5 or 10 minutes, that person can go mindfully walk outside. And
work and all that is very important, but it's not so serious. It's not the end
absolutely,
of the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had a lot of fun writing the book itself because it's my second, actually.
Okay.
And it's funny because my first book was more serious and metaphysical. And, you know, this one was the book I needed to write. And it's full of, you know, Dave Letterman style top 10 lists and haikoodles, which are little haiku poems that invite you to doodle right on the page. And there's a lot of just fun.
Ooh, I want to get that book. Okay, yeah, we'll have to talk about that.
I mean, every aspect of life is so serious. I'm sure we're all at different places here on the Kim Pagano Show, and we're in different places. But I even know for myself, I'm a mom of 2 kids, and school is so serious, and they're in elementary school. And really,
oh my God, that is so true.
It's, you know, it's life or death if you don't get a good grade on that.
I have to tell you, since all my kids have graduated now, I tell the one lesson in life is, oh my gosh, if it means them taking a test or going on vacation, go on vacation.
I hear that every single time.
You know, Marnie, and I want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad that you're all here. We're talking with Marnie MacRidicus. Okay, her book is Hop, Skip, and Jump. What is one of your favorite tools in this book?
One of my favorite tools is to literally play with your block. So, you know, we've all heard of creator's block, whether it's, you know, it can be writer's block or, you know, yoga class block or whatever it is where we feel resistance. And so I have a little tool where you can actually make blocks, ABC blocks, and there's a template where you can download online, and you cut out little pieces of paper into these little cubes, and ABC stand for your actions, beliefs, and choices. And so instead of having like a to-do list on your desk or on your kitchen counter, the blocks are actually things that you can play with and interact and build to consciously choose actions, beliefs, and choices. And it's just so much fun. It changes your energy instead of looking at, oh, what's my next step or what do I have to do today, to go and stack your blocks and see how your actions, beliefs, and choices really do line up together to support your movement.
Wow, I like that. Okay, that's different. Now, okay, so what does your own play process look like?
Well, my play process is pretty evident throughout the whole book. You know, I have all these, as I said, you know, these fun little word games and doodles and, you know, silly things in the margins. And, you know, for one, I think they serve a purpose, because if you're having fun and smiling, you're not thinking about how many pages you're reading, and you're definitely not thinking about how to improve yourself, right? But it also is for me, because whenever I got stuck in writing, I could just easily go over to one of my own little word games, and that got the flow going again. So I like to say that reading the book is actually a real peek inside my own play process, because I follow where the energy is. And for me, that's having fun, making myself laugh.
There you go.
I think that's so important, even to laugh at yourself, to like go through life that way. I think it makes it so much easier and so much better.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of people, and I'm probably one of them, take so many things so serious. And sometimes when I'm in and mindful, I go, hello, seriously? Even if you're stuck in the car in traffic and you just kind of go, wait a minute, you know? Obviously, I'm supposed to be right here, and I'm going to get there.
I know,
as
I do that too.
I can,
I take everything,
you know,
so seriously. And really, at the end of the day, it's all silly.
It's trivia. It's all
things.
Just
well, some of us have to actually change the way we do things. I mean, it sounds to me like you, Marnie, are already a playful person by nature. Or did you have?
Oh, yeah.
You were. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, these are the book is, it's 75 of my favorite ways to play. And again, they're organized by those three categories of the hop, skip, and jump. And it's my hope that because each of these concepts, they're short, they're just a couple of pages, you can literally open a book to any page and just get a new idea, something fun to try. And, you know, some of them are a little off the wall or silly.
What is the most off the wall one? What's the most off the wall one?
The most off the wall one? Oh, I don't even know what the most off the wall one would
be. Or what's your favorite in here? What's your favorite, you know?
That's like asking what your favorite child is. I will say one of my favorite things to do is to take a word that represents something that is feeling like hard work, and then play with the word to see if you can find a rhyme or something else in there to switch in. And I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I have a client, and she was just really feeling overwhelmed by the tutorials she had to learn. She had to do these tutorials to learn a software, right? And every time she said, tutorials, you could just hear it in her voice, right? It was
the
so
stress,
heavy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you just heard it. And I said, okay, well, let's play with that word. What else do you see in that word? You know, what rhymes with different parts of the word? What else is in there? And we kind of played with that. And then she said, well, I think of the word tulip. And I said, okay. And she kind of giggled. And I said, there's the giggle. So what if these were tulip Orioles? So she laughs at me, thinks I'm crazy. But then she says, okay, well, if they're tulip Orioles, maybe that means I can stop and smell the roses while I'm doing this. Oh, maybe I should go buy myself some tulips. Maybe I can tiptoe through the tutorials. And all of a sudden, the tutorials, they haven't gone away. You know,
right.
She still has to do them. But now she's laughing, and it made all the difference in the world.
Wow.
So take the word that represents what you dread and see if there's a rhyme or a switch or something else in there. And one I just did for myself this morning, the word organize, because I was having an organization problem. And I changed that into organ size. And I just let myself sigh breezily through the process. It's
okay,
such a small
so I
thing
have
that it
one.
Works.
Laundry, laughing, and I'm not going to do it.
There you go. I love it. That is cute. You know what? It's been really fun talking to you. I'd love to have your other books so we could talk about that too. Marnie, where do we find your books and where do we find out more about you?
Yeah, come visit my website. It's artellaland.com, artellaland.com. And that is my community for artists, writers, creators, entrepreneurs of all kinds. And the book's available anywhere you buy your retail books, online at your traditional sources or your favorite local independent bookstore. My other book is called Creating Time, Using Creativity to Reinvent the Clock and Reclaim Your Life. That's about having a lot more fun with time. So here's to having more fun and getting more done.
I love it. And so appropriate for our holidays right now that sometimes we're a little stressed because it's a little overwhelming. But you know what? I love that you've kind of shined the brighter side on this. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate
you got it.
It.
Thank you, Marnie. All right, ladies, we are at the end of our show. And wow, you know, it's just
went by so fast. It's always fun when we have such energetic guests.
I love that. I love that. Do want to remind everybody that Jennifer Schultz is going to have one of her style nights again at the Stone House in Westlake. And it's going to be holiday glam party. And it's Tuesday, December 9th from 7 to 9. I've got two tickets for that. Love to give them away right now, 419-0008. Also, we've got some Somas Nut House packets here. Love to give that away, 419-0008. And I do want to remind you that all you have to do is call up, leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members get back with you. We've got so many things going on. We are growing like leaps and bounds, and I'm so glad that you both are part of my show and all of our listeners out there. I've been meeting so many people out there, and it's just I love all the comments that people give us. And it's truly we kind of, you know, share about lifting them up the brighter side of the life. And I want to thank everybody. Again, one of the things that we've got so many things that we want to be involved in. And so if there's something out there that you're doing and you want us to be a part of it, or you want us to shout out and you want to be a part of our show, we're looking for the diamonds in Ventura, people that are making a difference or people that need a difference. And that's what we're looking for. So give us a call, 419-0008. We've got a newsletter now that goes out once a week, and I'd love you to receive that. It's all positive, really happy news. It's called our happy hour. And that's it, really. I know that we have a minute longer? What do we have? I don't know. 30 seconds. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody. And I do want to remind you of our 6 o'clock show every Saturday morning. And then again, 2 to 3. And thank you, everybody, for being a part of our show. And of course, we want to end our show with a moment of happiness. Never let the odds keep you from doing what you know in your heart you are meant to do. With that, you've been listening to The Brighter Side of the 805, The Kim Pagano Show.